Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed. My faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. It really is a choice. The enemy will try to convince you that you don't have a choice, that you are a helpless victim. He's a liar. Amen. And a defeated foe. Amen. The truth is, we've been born of God. And as a child of God, we are born overcomers. And the way that overcoming happens, the Bible said, this is the victory that overcomes the world. The way it manifest, the way our deliverance, our healing, our protection, our provision, our victory manifests is our faith. Yes. Even our faith. It's God's power that does it, but there must be a connection to His power. Mm-hmm. There must be a reception. Yes. This is the big thing. Sometimes people talk about grace and leave the impression that it's all God. It's all God. It's all grace. It's all God. It depends on what you're talking about. Grace means free gift. And everything God has done for us, and He has done it all. Mm-hmm. And through His Son, through our Master Jesus, everything has been done. The Lord doesn't need to do anything further to save us, heal us, fill us, deliver us. It's all been done. And we've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's done. And God has offered to humanity by grace freely. Come. Everyone that thirsts. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Come, drink. And the concept is come and receive.
Yes.
Yes.
Come and receive. So yeah, God has done it all. It has all been accomplished already. That doesn't mean you automatically receive it. And that's why we're not just saved by grace. End of sentence. We're saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
What does that mean? You access the grace by faith. You receive the gift by faith. If no receiving was required, then everybody will be saved, regardless of how much they reject God, how much they blaspheme. But that's not what the Lord says. He said many are going down the path of destruction.
Yeah.
Why? Not because, and here's the thing, it's not what some people have thought. They're lying, they're stealing, they're perversions that would send them away from God to hell. Those sins have been paid for.
Amen.
Huh? No, it's the failure to receive the gift of salvation.
Yes.
And redemption.
Yes.
And forgiveness.
Yes.
And cleansing in Jesus. He won't make you receive it.
No.
And so whether it's our loved ones, our co-workers, our fellow students in class, whatever it might be, if we'll pray for them, unsaved ones I'm talking about, God will hear.
Yeah.
And one way you pray is that you use your authority in the name of Jesus to break the power of darkness and confusion over their minds.
Yeah.
And then you ask the Lord to send laborers across their path, because He knows they might not listen to you, but there's somebody they will listen to.
Yes.
And the Lord knows who that is, and it could surprise you who that is. It could be somebody they see on TV or the internet or here on the radio. It could be one of a million things. But it's not something you and I need to try to figure out.
No.
We just ask Him.
Amen.
And if you'll do it, God is faithful.
Yes.
He will. He will cause His Spirit to come over them. Their mind will clear up.
Yes. Amen.
They'll come across, or somebody will come across them, and they will hear the real gospel.
Amen.
They will hear the real truth. And God will lead them right to salvation. He'll bring them right to it. And then it's up to them. He will not make them receive Him. He will not. And what if they don't? Well, then they don't. But as long as there's breath, there's hope.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And so we don't give up.
No.
And so we do it again.
Yes.
When the Lord prompts us, we do it again. And He'll do it again.
Yes.
And you'll find that He is a very, very merciful, long-suffering, patient God. And, you know, many of us didn't respond the first time.
No.
Huh? And look where we are. We got in. Is that right? We came on in. So, Father, we do. We pray over our loved ones today. Everybody seeing and watching this and believing this. We ask you, Lord, send laborers across their paths. You know who they will hear and who they will watch and who they will listen to. And in the name of Jesus, we break the power of darkness and blindness and confusion from off their eyes and mind and being. We say, be loosed and be broken, darkness, from off of them in Jesus' name. And Lord, by the multitude of your mercies, bring laborers across their path and cause them to see and hear the wonderful gospel, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for leading them to it. And we ask for utterance today for what else you would say to us and show us. And we thank you for it in advance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, expect some things to happen in that regard.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And don't be surprised if somebody calls you, your relative or friend, says, hey, I need to tell you something.
Well,
you know, all that God stuff you've been talking about.
Yeah.
I'm one of you now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We actually, my wife and I just got a good report of somebody that we had known back in junior high. And back, I guess, back that far away. And a person that had said they had declared, because of, you know, getting mad at God, that they would never go to church. And they would, you know, and if God, some people told them that God did some things in their life that wasn't God. And they said, well, if that's God, then I don't want anything to do with Him. And I'll never darken a church door. And they just told us last week, 50 years later, they came to church, got baptized in water. Oh, glory to God. Is that wonderful? Or is that wonderful? You know, don't give up.
No.
Right?
No.
Don't give up.
Never.
Don't give up. And what a merciful God He is, and a gracious God. You know, we send people to, or some of our people go, I should say, to retirement homes and some of those things sometimes. And this has been a couple of years back or something. And they ministered to a person who was right at 90 years old. And had never received the Lord, and they did while they were there, and just a month or so later, they died, and they went home to be with the Lord. Man, that's cutting it too close.
Yes.
You know? But they made it in.
Amen.
We'll see them again.
Yes.
Is that wonderful?
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Just lift your hands and thank God for His kindness.
Yes.
For His Lord, we thank you for your long suffering and your kindness and your mercies, that you don't give up on us, and that you continue so kind, so merciful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we thank you in advance for being merciful to us, to our families, our relatives, our extended relatives, and our friends and co-workers, people that we're around. Thank you that you are merciful to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have been on a series for a number of weeks now that we're calling Faith for Provision. And what we're talking about is that we are sure, because of the Word of God, not just one or two verses, but many, 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 many verses, reveal that abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Why don't you say that out loud? Abundant provision.
Abundant provision is
always
God's will
for us all.
For us all.
Say it again. Abundant provision.
Abundant provision is
always.
Is always
God's will.
God's will.
For me. What are we saying? We're saying that the Word says that the Lord has revealed that it's never His will for you to be broke.
Amen.
For you to run out, do without, not have enough. That poverty is a curse. And as such, it could never be God's will for you or for any of us. Well, you must not just believe that based on my thoughts or my opinion, but we said we're saying it from the Word. And we're given one by one 30 reasons from Scripture why we are sure this is the case. We're down to reason number 19 in our study. Are you ready for some more of that? And this reason number 19 is the tabernacle of God. We're sure abundant provisions, always God's will for us all because of His tabernacle that He chose to have built. This entire thing about the tabernacle was His idea, His plan, His will, His purpose, His choice of materials, construction, and operation. So anything we see in this, we're learning about Him. This is what He likes. This is what He prefers. So if you don't like the tabernacle, then you and God are not like this. There's some separation between how He sees and how you see. And that's part of what should be going on with us. The Scripture said in Romans, don't be conformed to this world. This ungodly world, you could say. Why? Because this ungodly world are, you know, miles apart in the way they think from how God thinks. And that's what He was saying when He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. You got to back up a couple of verses in that chapter to see He was talking about ungodly people. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Can we as God's people have His thoughts?
Yes.
And agree with His thoughts?
Yes.
Learn His ways?
Yes.
So yeah, that shouldn't apply to us. But unless your mind is renewed, then your thoughts wouldn't be like His. And your ways wouldn't be like His. And so we learn God's will, His preferences, His priorities, His values through what He has made. Go with me, if you would, to Romans, the first chapter, and see that he says this very plainly here. Romans chapter 1. He said, verse 19, that which may be known of God is manifest in or to them. These are talking about individuals who rejected truth. But manifest means shown. It's shown to them. That which may be known of God is shown. For God has showed it to them. And then he tells how. For the invisible things of Him, of God, from the what?
Creation.
Creation of the world are what? Clearly seen. What's clearly seen? The invisible things of God. Can we learn about God? Can we know much about Him? You can know all kind of things about Him if you have eyes to see. He said, it's clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. The things that He created, the things that He made, even His eternal power and Godhead. Now, would a lot of folks say there's mystery to that?
Yes.
There's some mystery. People would say it's unknowable that we as mere mortals can't know it. That's not what this verse says. This verse says it's shown. It's clearly seen. By what? By the things that are made. The further I go with the Lord, I've prayed this numerous times over the decades. And I'm benefiting from it. And the more I see I need to see. And realizing that we already are aware of more than we're aware of. What do I mean by that? We've seen it. We've heard it. We just didn't know what we were looking at.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You know, that's how little children are, right? Little children. I mean, nowadays, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, they're at home on an iPad, huh? Or any kind of technology. But does that mean they understand what they're looking at?
No.
What an iPad is? No. Or how it works? Mm-hmm. You can see all kind of things and hear all kind of things and still be clueless as to what you saw and what you heard. And what God is saying here is that God himself, things that you cannot see about the invisible God, even things to the measure of the Godhead and his eternal power, have already been shown, manifested. Where? In creation. Hallelujah. Well, it came from somewhere. Where did it come from? It came from him. And you'll hear people say, well, there's no proof of God. That's laughable. Huh? If it wasn't so sad. There's no proof of God. Everywhere you look, there's proof of God. Everywhere. All creation. You know, the psalmist talks about that the night sky is declaring, you know, is show his handiwork is declaring the glory of God. Hallelujah. If you want to know about God, don't go to the library and pull off a dusty theology book. Mm-mm. Go out on a clear night. Look up in the night sky. That's God. Hallelujah. That's God. Look across the mountain range and the snow-capped peaks. Look across the Pacific Ocean. Woo! Look at the richness of the creatures in the ocean. Look at the variety and the vastness of the flocks of fowl in the air. I mean, and all the things. When you're looking at a beautiful tree, there are volumes about God right in front of you if you had eyes to see it.
Amen.
Now, religious tradition of men has tried to cover that and replace it with something else. And these things come from the enemy's deception, and you got now for generations and even centuries, men's religious tradition telling you that God is like this. God is a certain way. And totally rejecting what we're talking about here. When we see the creation, we see God. You got to remember, this is pre-sin. Everything that happened with sin and the curse and death, that's not how God created it. But the creation before the fall, that's God. Well, he made all of it. So all of it is him. If he didn't like it, he wouldn't have made it. He would have made something else. Right? So many things should be so obvious to us. Mm-hmm. Say it out loud. Lord, open my eyes.
Lord, open my eyes.
My ears.
My
heart, my mind.
Help me to see
you.
The invisible things of you.
Even your Godhead.
And
your eternal power.
Eternal power.
By the things you have made.
By the things you have made.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, get ready. Get ready. But don't rush past things. There'll be times the Lord will have you pause a moment and just look at that river.
Yeah.
Huh? Pause a moment and look at that animal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That flower, that shrub, that tree.
Yeah.
Look at the way the wind moves. Hallelujah. The sound of this. Because God everywhere, minus the curse. But now, go back with me to Exodus, the 25th chapter. And let's see about how that, what God chose, how He wanted His tabernacle to be made. There's, some 13 or so chapters that just keep going that are all devoted right here in this portion of the Bible on this subject. And that's a lot of scripture real estate. Right? That's a lot. That's a lot more than was given to the creation account. So what is all this? We had studied in previous classes and saw in 1 Corinthians 10 how that the things that were written here are written as examples to us that live in the latter days, and they are written for our instruction and our admonition. So don't look back at this and go, well, that's all done, that's history, you know, that don't apply to us. It most certainly does apply to us. It reveals things about God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it reveals basically the full scope of redemption.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how it happened and what led up to it and what's happening right now. Let's see. I don't have time to read all these chapters, but for time's sake, go to 35. I'm going to start here about verse 4. Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and he said, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold, silver, brass, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair." That doesn't sound so nice, but you know, that's actually where cashmere comes from.
Yeah.
Ram skins dyed red, badger skin. Now, that's an interesting thing in the King James. From what I can ascertain, that probably refers to the dugong. Dugong. What is that? It's a manatee-like marine animal. That was, you know, still found in that part of the world today, but they say earlier years was a lot of them, and they were hunted. Mm-hmm. And their skins would be waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
And that would provide a waterproof covering.
Mm-hmm.
For the outer layer. The curtains on the tabernacle were multi-layered, and there were inner curtains and outer curtains, and the outer one would, of course, would have needed to be waterproof. And I don't know where badger came from, but if you look if you look up the word, you'll see what I'm talking about. It was a manatee-like marine creature. And shittim wood, and that's acacia wood. You can still find that today. Oil for the light, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod and the breastplate. And then he tells about the candlestick and the cloths for service. And he's telling them to bring precious metals, gold, silver, bronze, brass, the finest leathers, the finest fabrics, the finest ingredients for incense and perfume. All of this that you'll see was the best of the best.
Yeah.
It was the finest you could get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God said He wanted.
Mm-hmm.
When did He change?
He
huh?
He
when did He change? And gold, the gold that He wanted was above tons.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of it. And this is for a portable thing. This is not the permanent temple.
Yeah.
This is the portable.
Mm-hmm.
A tabernacle, you could call it a tent.
Mm-hmm.
When God says He wants a tent, He wants a tent.
Yeah.
Is that right? I mean, He wants the best tent that's ever been made.
Yes.
He wants a better tent that's ever been made.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And cost? What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
How much did it cost? Don't talk to Him about that. Why? Because He made all of this.
Yes.
Why shouldn't He be able to select the best of what He made?
Yes.
Amen.
Now, there's people that get upset if you even talk much about gold.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? But look in Genesis real quick. Genesis, the second chapter. In Genesis 2, when God created everything, in verse 12, He told them right off the bat. He said, the gold of that land is good. Genesis 2:12. And there's bdellium and onyx stone. Is gold good or bad? God Himself told him. He said, I made a bunch of gold over there. And it's good. Now, to hear some people talk... That's not God. He wouldn't even like gold. Whew, have you heard about heaven? Have you read about heaven? He likes gold. God likes gold. Gold everywhere. Streets of gold. Gold everywhere. That's Him. Whether you think so or not. Say it out loud. Lord, if you like it.
Lord, if you like it.
I like it. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
And my time's up again. Well, we're just getting into this good. So come back tomorrow. Let's learn some more about what God likes. We'll see you soon here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.